The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
He's on the phone right now for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend Justin is cheating on her. And the way that she's put things together, very impressive, Chelsea. Do you work for the CIA?
Well, we've been together for a year, and it's just been like, so like the last 2 months, the reason like I feel like something's been weird is like probably almost 3 months ago, I started noticing that like every time I would get in his car, you know how like you've got the little like the mirror that flips down on the visor?
Yeah.
In his car, he's got one of those mirrors that like slides over. So whenever you like, you know, or have the visor down, you just slide it over.
Oh, on the visor. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so, well, like about 3 months ago, I noticed that like it was slid out a lot, like often. And it's like every time I would get in this car, it'd be slid out. So I kind of about like 2-3 months ago, so started to kind of suspect that he might be cheating on me. So what I've been doing is he always drives. I usually ride in the passenger and he drives his car. Mm-hmm. And so every time I'm in his car, I slide the mirror out on the visor and like I just slide out like an inch.
Okay.
Like just little bit, an inch. So if somebody else uses it, you know, they go to like close it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it'll be like obvious if it's not just like an inch left out.
Oh. All right. So you're setting it up in case somebody's in the passenger seat and he's not supposed to be with anybody. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, well, how'd the mirror close? Yeah.
That's incredibly cunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've been doing that for like 2 or 3 months now. And every single time I sit in the passenger seat in a boy's car, it's been closed.
Oh, okay. That's actually really genius.
Someone's using it.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, you're like Sherlock Holmes.
So does every single time, is it unexplainable, or sometimes it's when he's been out with a friend or somebody that you know in the passenger seat?
Well, the thing is, it's been every single time I get in this car, someone's always closed it, and he wouldn't notice. Like, it's been just like an inch out. So that means that every time somebody's sitting in that seat, and that's regardless of if he just like went to the gym or if he went to run a marathon, because he's a big runner. Like, he's a really good runner. He just won a marathon. But like anything he does, every time I get in that car, it is closed again.
Okay.
So you said, though, you've suspected him of cheating for a while. Have you actually like confronted him about it?
Well, no. So like I said, we've been dating for a year, but this is my first relationship. And so like, I'm not really good with being confrontational. And like, also I just worry that like, you know, if I'm wrong or something, like, I don't want to mess up a good thing because of like my insecurity. Cause you know, it's just like my first relationship. So like, I guess like, I don't know. I don't know even how to go about having a conversation about it.
Yeah. I get your fear about when I want to mess up for insecurity, but if it's your first relationship, as long as you approach it in a good, healthy way, there's nothing wrong with asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it can help to be vulnerable sometimes. Like I said, if you approach in a healthy way, just like, hey, for whatever reason, I'm feeling insecure about this. And if he's a good partner, he'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me reassure you. Instead of being like, what are you talking about? You know how that happens.
Yeah.
But other than that, you said that he's a marathon runner. So I'm guessing he buys shoes a lot.
Oh, yeah. He always goes to...
Okay.
And that's where he always buys his shoes there. He actually just recently got another pair of shoes.
Awesome. And the runners are hardcore.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably call him from time to time or send him offers. I'm assuming, but okay. Well, why don't we call from there then and say, hey, we got some new shoes you got to check out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some like Asics or something.
That's such a good idea. Like, he would completely believe that. Like, that's so perfect.
I'll tell him we got some new Skechers in. Skechers Marathon.
Stay light up, too.
Yeah. Tell him we got some new shoes, and we'll also thank him for being a good customer and send some flowers to someone special in his life and see if he gives us your name or someone else's. That'll probably work.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would actually probably work really well. That's perfect.
Okay. All right, well, we'll do that next. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call him, and we'll see if he's cheating with your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater after this. It's the Jubal Show. You just joined us for today's War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater. Hello.
Hi.
Come on in. Take a seat. It's about to get interesting. Chelsea is on the phone, and Chelsea thinks that her boyfriend Justin might be cheating on her. But because of a really great way to catch somebody cheating. I mean, it's a genius idea that she had. What she did when she first started suspecting her boyfriend Justin of cheating was on the passenger side of his car, because they take his car a lot, she would slide the little mirror over that's on the visor, one of those slide things, and slide it over to the same spot every single time without him noticing, with the idea of if someone gets in the passenger seat and is checking the mirror, they're going to move it, and then she'll know someone's been in the passenger seat when he says he's not driving with anybody else, and there should be nobody else in his car that she knows of. And for 3 months, you said 3 months, Chelsea?
Yeah, it's been like the last two to three months.
So for the last 2 to 3 months, when she gets in the car, when she hasn't been in it for a minute, it's closed or it's moved.
Yes. Wow.
So somebody is moving that, and she thinks it might be another woman. So we're going to call Justin right now and see if that is going, see if that is actually going on. And he's a marathon runner. So I'm going to call him from his, from the shoe store that he buys all the shoes from, thank him for his business, offer him some flowers to send to somebody with a lovely little card attached, and see if he gives us Chelsea's name or someone else's. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm nervous.
All right, well, here we go. And it's better to find out than not find out. So I know you're nervous, and you should be. It's okay to be nervous, but hopefully he isn't. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Justin?
Yes.
This is Jorben calling from...
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Calling you to say thanks for your business, and I know that you were in here not that long ago, and you got some new shoes and stuff.
Yeah, like last week or week and a half,
Yeah, okay. We wanted to say thank you for your business. We're calling some of our preferred customers to say thanks, and we wanted to give you a $150 gift card.
Oh, wow. Right on.
And also, it's kind of a Love of Running event that we're doing, so... We also wanted to extend the offer to send flowers to someone special in your life.
Oh, well, that's, really? So just send flowers to someone, That's like free of charge or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely free. And the flowers won't come from us. It really is just a way to just do something nice for you. If you would like to do that, it's totally free. Flowers come from you, and I can get you all set up.
Sure, man. Yeah, why not? I need to give you like an address to send them to or whatever?
Yes. First off, I will need a name, first and last, and anything that you would like to put on a card. Again, the card will come from you, not from us.
Okay. It's April.
Is there anything you want to put on a card to April?
Yeah, so say I love... stealing away and running around with you.
Is that girlfriend or something? What it? What?
Oh, yeah, girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Does she run too?
Yeah, like met her 3 months ago at a marathon meetup, and we just kind of hit it off, and, you know, so we run together.
Okay, great. That is so sweet. Thank you for all that info. I appreciate you just throwing it out there. You know who probably doesn't appreciate it, though?
I'm sorry? What?
Any idea?
Well, are there multiple people on
Chelsea,
this phone?
Like, your girlfriend. Chelsea. Your other girlfriend.
Multiple people. This is actually the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And mine's English Evan.
And just like Alex said, Chelsea, your girlfriend is also on the phone, and she probably didn't dig what she just heard.
Hi, Justin.
Going on here?
Who's April? Now you don't know what's going on? You sure knew what to write on a freaking card for April for 3 months? Are you gonna say anything?
I gotta go. This is messed up. How did you know?
Because she freaking moved. Oh. It doesn't matter how I know. I can't believe you've been cheating on me for 3 months.
You caught me. I'm sorry. This is going to sound really, it's already, she runs and, we get along together really, really well. And
so you cheat? Why would you not leave Chelsea? I don't get why you don't leave. Why people cheat? Why don't they just leave them?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you have just broken up with me instead of doing this? Because this is so much worse. You've been lying to me for 3 months.
I guess all that doesn't matter now because it's over. So
did you ever ask Chelsea to go on a run?
Yeah, I would run with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you don't enjoy it. You're not, like, enthusiastic. Like, you do it as, like, a favor to me, but your heart's not in it. So I'm sorry. Like, I know you're not enjoying it, so.
Wow. Oh, my God, but that doesn't give you an excuse to cheat on someone. That doesn't give you an excuse to go out with another girl and lie to me about it for 3 months. Like, how long are you going to string me along?
Longer than that, I guess.
You know, Justin, you're trash. You're absolute trash, and I'm glad at least I know the truth about you now.
Yeah, and I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
Justin, I'm sure you got some running to do.
Yep.
And, you know.
Running over to April's house.
Yeah, we've heard what we need to hear, man.
Okay.
Man, I'm sorry, Chelsea.
He sucks.
You okay?
Yeah, no, like, I'm glad I know now, and, you know, like, hopefully I'll know better before, you know, the next person I date or whatever. I don't know.
You said this was your first real relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not all like this. No. You'll find someone who won't cheat on you. And I encourage you to make sure that when next time you date someone, really do the work. Look at all the red flags. Look at all that stuff. And really trust them so you don't take this with you. Because that's the thing that makes me super angry when people cheat.
Yeah.
It makes me really mad.
Gives the other person baggage.
Yeah, you don't realize what you've done, right? Like, you might not love that person. You might not care enough about that person, so you'll cheat on them. They are going to meet someone who does love them.
Yeah.
And that person is going to have to put up with the stuff that you created. Is going to cheat on them, and it's going to be hard for them to trust. Like, it can create literally a lifetime struggle for people when people cheat. So do yourself a favor. Work it out. Try to get through it.
They do say that you have 3 loves and, you know, in your lifetime. So your 3rd one is like your ultimate. So if this is your 1st one, then hang on. Eventually you'll find your 1.
Right?
Yeah. No, I know.
All right. Well,
keep your head up. And if you need anything, just hit us up.
Yeah. Give us a call.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate y'all. Like, I'm glad I know now. Like, I don't know how long you would have let this go on. So thank you guys for your help.